This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have announced a nationwide ceasefire in Afghanistan that will take effect when the three-day annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr begins on Thursday. This marks the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. The announcement follows a spike in attacks by the Islamist insurgent group against government forces across many Afghan provinces. It also comes a day after multiple blasts outside a girls' school in Kabul killed more than 60 people, mostly students. The Taliban said Sunday its leadership has instructed all insurgent fighters to halt all offensive operations against the enemy across the country to enable Afghans to celebrate the festivities in a peaceful and secure atmosphere. Insurgent fighters have been instructed to break the ceasefire only for self-defense and not to visit enemy areas or host Afghan security forces during the three-day Eid celebrations. The Taliban have previously declared nationwide Eid ceasefires, but resumed fighting immediately after the festivities. There was no immediate reaction from the Afghan government. The leader of the Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, has vowed to start the push for a second referendum on Scottish independence. Her announcement came as her party made major gains in elections this weekend for Scotland's devolved parliament. The Scottish National Party fell short of an overall majority by one seat. In her statement, Sturgeon told Britain's ruling Conservatives not to pick a fight with the Scots and not to obstruct an independence referendum she aims to hold before the end of 2023. The only people who can decide the future of Scotland, she said, are the Scottish people, and no Westminster politician can or should stand in the way of that. This is VOA News.